Walks in, writes 13 on the board, then draws a four-leaf clover next to it.
You feel lucky? 13?
You know, the fear of 13 is so common it has a name, triskaidekaphobia. Building skip the 13th floor. Airline skip row 13. Friday the 13th is supposed to be cursed. But here's the thing about superstitions. They're predictions. Bad predictions, but predictions. If I walk under this ladder, something bad will happen. If I break this mirror, 7 years of misfortune. Humans can't help predicting. We're prediction machines. We do it constantly, automatically, often badly. And today we're going to talk about why. Why prediction emerges. Why it's necessary. And why it's fundamentally unstable. Sets down coffee. We left off with hierarchy. Layers of organization. Fast local processes at the bottom. Slow integrative processes at the top. Control flowing down. Information flowing up. Hierarchy solved the problem of scale. It contained failures. It separated roles. It stabilized replication. But hierarchy created a new problem. A problem that reaction can't solve. Leans on the podium. Let me describe the problem. Reactive systems respond to change after it happens. Something goes wrong, you detect it, you correct it. At small scales, this works fine. The delays are short. The consequences are local. You can afford to wait for problems before addressing them. But as systems grow, as hierarchy deepens, something changes. The delays get longer. Information has to travel up through layers. Decisions have to travel back down. By the time you detected a problem, processed it, and issued a correction, time has passed. And in that time, consequences have cascaded. The problem has spread. What started as a small deviation has become a crisis. Starts pacing. Here's the brutal math. In a hierarchical system, lower layers act quickly but locally. Upper layers act slowly but globally. If the upper layers only react, if they only respond to problems after they've been reported, they're always behind. Always playing catch-up. Always responding to yesterday's crisis while today's crisis is brewing. Errors propagate downward faster than correction propagates upward. Think about that. Problems flow down fast. Solutions flow down slow. The asymmetry is lethal. A system that waits to fail before responding will, eventually, fail permanently. It'll encounter a problem that cascades faster than it can correct. And then it's over. Stops at the window. So what do? You can't make information travel faster than it travels. You can't violate causality. You can't know things before they happen. But you can do something else. You can act before failure occurs. Not after you detect the problem. Before. Turns to face the class. Think about what that requires. To act before something happens, you need information about what hasn't happened yet. But wait, that's impossible, right? You can't have information about the future. The future doesn't exist yet. Correct. But here's the trick. You can have information about what the future is likely to be, based on what the past has been. That's prediction. Prediction isn't foresight. It isn't magic. It isn't seeing the future. Prediction is delay compensation. It's using patterns from the past to bias action in the present, so that when the future arrives, you're already positioned to handle it. Sit on the desk. Let me be precise about what prediction actually is, because the word gets used loosely. A system predicts when it uses past structure, patterns it has encountered before, regularities it has experienced. To bias present action, not just storing the patterns, but actually doing something differently because of them. In anticipation of future states, acting as if something will happen before it happens. Before error manifests, the whole point is to get ahead of problems, not respond to them. leans forward. Here's the important part. No accuracy guarantee is required. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right most of the time. You just have to be right enough, on average, that the benefits outweigh the costs. Prediction isn't about certainty. It's about bias. Tilting the odds. Being slightly more prepared than a purely reactive system would be. Even predictions that are wrong 40% of the time might be worth making if the cost of being wrong is low and the cost of not predicting is high. Stands up, serious now. But here's the thing nobody likes to talk about. Prediction is dangerous. Prediction introduces a new failure mode that reactive systems don't have. A purely reactive system can't be wrong about the future. It doesn't make claims about the future. It just responds to what is. A predictive system can be wrong. It acts on expectations. And expectations can be mistaken. Paces. What happens when predictions are wrong? You amplify noise. You mistake a random fluctuation for a real pattern. You react to something that isn't actually there. You misallocate resources. You prepare for a threat that doesn't materialize. Meanwhile, the actual threat, the one you didn't predict, catches you unprepared. You lock in wrong assumptions. You become so committed to your prediction that you ignore evidence it's wrong. You double down on a mistake. Prediction can kill you faster than not predicting. Stops. So why does prediction appear at all? If it's so risky, why not just stay reactive? Because the alternative is worse. As systems grow, as hierarchy deepens, as stakes increase, reaction becomes too slow. The delays are too long. You can't respond fast enough. Correction becomes too expensive. By the time you detect problems, they've cascaded. Fixing them costs more than preventing them would have. Recovery becomes impossible. Some failures, once they've started, can't be stopped. You either prevent them or you don't survive them. Prediction trades occasional catastrophic error for overall survivability. That's the deal. You accept that sometimes you'll be wrong, badly wrong, in exchange for not being fatally late the rest of the time. That trade is forced. Systems that don't make it don't persist. Walks to the board. Now, how does prediction actually work? What makes it possible? Models. A model is not a picture of the world. It's not a little replica in your head. A model is compressed memory that maps past regularities to future bias. Think about what that means. You've experienced patterns. When X happens, Y usually follows. You've compressed those experiences. You don't remember every individual case, you remember the pattern. And that compression biases your future behavior. When you see X, you prepare for Y. That's a model. Nothing more mystical than that. Draws a simple diagram. Good models have certain properties. They forget detail. They don't try to remember everything. They keep what matters and discard what doesn't. They preserve structure. The important relationships that X leads to Y patterns are maintained. The noise is filtered out. They bias action cheaply. You don't have to do a lot of computation to use them. They're efficient. Bad models? They collapse quickly. They try to remember too much. They confuse noise for signal. They're expensive to use. They lead to actions that fail. Elimination operates on models just like it operates on everything else. Bad models don't persist. Good enough models survive. Sits back down. Here's something that complicates things. No single model works everywhere. The world isn't uniform. Different contexts have different dynamics. Different noise profiles. Different constraints. A model that works great in one situation might be useless or actively harmful in another. Spreads hands. So what do survivable systems do? They carry multiple models. Not one perfect model, but several partial models. They maintain competing expectations. Different models make different predictions. They don't all agree. They layer predictions. Short-term predictions based on local models. Long-term predictions based on global models. Different timescales, different approximations. This creates conflict. Model A says one thing. Model B says another. They can't both be right. Resolution becomes structural. The system has to have some way of managing disagreement among its own models. Of deciding which prediction to act on when predictions conflict. This is starting to sound like something, isn't it? Starting to sound like a mind wrestling with itself. Leans forward intently. Now here's the really interesting part. For predictive systems, error is no longer just damage. Error becomes information. Think about it. You make a prediction. Something happens. The prediction was wrong. For a reactive system, that wrongness is just a problem to deal with. Something went wrong, fix it. For a predictive system, that wrongness is data. It tells you something about your model. Your model said X, reality said Y. The discrepancy is a signal. Your model is wrong in some way. Now you can correct the model. Not just correct the state, correct the thing that generates predictions. Stands up, energy building. This is huge. This is a phase transition. Before prediction, correction operates on states. Something's wrong, fix it. Something's out of place, put it back. After prediction, correction can operate on models. Your expectation was wrong, update the expectation. Your pattern was off, adjust the pattern. This is learning. Learning isn't about accumulating information. It's about updating models based on prediction error. You expected something. Something else happened. The difference, the surprise, drives model revision. That's all learning is. Prediction error driving model update. Paces excitedly. We're almost there now. We're almost to intelligence. But there's one more instability we have to address. Once prediction exists, once models exist, once learning exists, a feedback loop kicks in. Models that predict better tend to influence behavior more. You trust accurate predictions. You act on them more strongly. But acting on predictions changes things. You're not a passive observer. When you act, you alter the environment. And by altering the environment, you change the very future you were trying to predict. Stops. Think about that. You predict that a resource will become scarce. So you stockpile it. Your stockpiling makes it scarce faster. Your prediction caused itself to come true. Or you predict that a market will crash. So you sell. Your selling triggers others to sell. The market crashes. Again, your prediction caused itself. Or the reverse, you predict danger, so you take precautions. The precautions prevent the danger. Now your prediction looks wrong, but it was actually the prediction that saved you. Prediction loops back on itself. Predictions change the world. Changed worlds change predictions. This feedback loop is what we call intelligence. Returns to the podium. Intelligence isn't just prediction. It's prediction that knows it's predicting. It's models that model themselves. It's the loop becoming aware of its own loopiness. And that's deeply unstable. It's self-referential. It's recursive. It can spiral into strange attractors, lock into fixed points, oscillate wildly. Intelligence is not a stable state. It's a controlled instability. A system surfing on the edge of chaos, using prediction to stay just ahead of collapse. Gathers notes. The closing line from your reading. Prediction survives because waiting to be wrong is often fatal. That's the whole chapter. Prediction is risky. Prediction can be catastrophically wrong. Prediction introduces failure modes that reactive systems don't have. but not predicting is worse. Waiting to see what happens is a luxury that complex systems can't afford. By the time you see what happens, it's too late. So prediction emerges. Not as an ambition. Not as a clever optimization. As a structural necessity. As the only available response to the asymmetry between how fast problems propagate and how fast corrections can flow. Heads for the door. 13. Supposedly unlucky. You know what's actually unlucky? Not predicting. Waiting until the problem arrives before trying to solve it. Being purely reactive in a world that moves faster than your reactions. Superstitions are bad predictions. But having bad predictions might still be better than having no predictions at all. At least you're trying to anticipate. At least you're not just waiting. Turns back. Next week, intelligence itself. Models that model models. Prediction about prediction. The strange loop that somehow becomes aware of itself. We're at the threshold now. Everything has been building to this. Feeling lucky? You should. See you next week.